go to Kroger, Meijer, Wegmans, Safeway, etc., and you can't let your eyes move across five packages without seeing at least one new emblazoned across the front. If somebody popped a new sticker on you, what would be the product they'd be touting? Tonight, my wife is all new. She's hosting the War Room with Jennifer Granholm on the newly rebranded Current TV cable network. She'll air Mondays through Friday from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. She'll focus on the presidential election, some hot national races, and on the most promising advances in public policy in the laboratory of the states. Kind of cool, on the eve of her 53rd birthday, to start a whole new thing. At a dinner party on Saturday night, I found myself admiring my friends from the class of 80 for their reinventions. One recently left a great professional career in marketing and finance to adopt and care full-time for an infant, her first child at 50 years old. Another just got her PhD in clinical psychology at 51 years old, an entirely new career. A third has started an early childhood initiative in a low-income housing apartment building she and her husband own, applying her Harvard degree in education in an entirely unexpected way. If new attracts our eye in the grocery store, how much more are we engaged by people in our work and our families who start something new? It might be a great way to start a staff meeting today. It might be a great way to engage your spouse. It might be an energizing way to approach your coworkers or customers. Ask, hey, what can you create that means something really important to you that's maybe been playing at the back or edges of your mind and that would probably add value to us around here as well? Or better yet, ask yourself, if I could stamp a new sticker on me this week or month or year, what would the product be? I'll bet moving toward it will help you to lead with your best self.